This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The vaccine from U.S. drug maker Moderna was developed with the National Institutes of Health. This is the first authorization for Moderna's vaccine. It's similar to one from Pfizer Incorporated and Germany's BioNTech that's now being dispensed to millions of healthcare workers and nursing home residents. NIH Director Francis Collins told AP that the two vaccines work, quote, better than we almost dared to hope. He added, science has done something amazing. Meanwhile, at least 313,000 Americans have died of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. Brazil ranks second in deaths with close to 185,000. Earlier on Friday, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence received their first COVID-19 vaccinations. The 80-year-old Pelosi received the inoculation with media looking on from U.S. Congress and Supreme Court attending physician Brian Monahan. Pence received the vaccination on the White House campus, along with his wife, Karen, and U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams. Pence said he was eager to take the shot to show Americans the vaccine was safe and effective. Elsewhere in the world, India passed a somber milepost with now more than 10 million reported cases of COVID-19. It has the second highest total number of cases in the world. The United States is first with 17.4 million cases, and Brazil, the third ranked, has about 7.1 million cases. Slovak Prime Minister Igor Matovic said Friday he's tested positive for COVID-19.